about to enter a new dimension of experience. You will venture to a place beyond imagination, where both space and time deform into grotesque realities.
Here is the actual sound of a person who's just finished dining at Kingston's Seaway Restaurant.
Hello. Hello, baby. Hello.
Wow. You're some operator.
I was born in a basement in 1959.
Editor's note. No filter or increase in tape speed were used for these scenes.
Without you as the liaison between McDonald's Corporation and the customer, we're dead.
A free candy bar for every child that knows what grows in the secret garden. The answer, of course, is love, hope, and happiness.
Thank you for letting us introduce you to one of the finest entertainment products available, and happy motoring.
Good evening, WMFO. I am Derek Gary. This is a special edition of Here at WOW with you until 9 o'clock tonight here on WMFO Boston. For those of you looking for the big picture, it will return next week with myself and Lisa Nichols. But tonight, on the final Wednesday of 2016, a year that cannot end fast enough for a lot of us, we're going to be sending the year out in style. We're going to be playing some New Year's Eve songs later tonight. We're going to hear a couple of my personal favorite records later tonight. And we're also going to hear from a cavalcade of stars and celebrities and a couple of presidents in the first hour of the show as we take a trip back into time with a couple of Veterans Administration hospital records. But before we get to that, 2016 just would not be 2016 if it did not get some final licks in to end the year. This is one of the worst years that most of us can remember, whether it is terrorism, celebrity deaths, or the outcome of the presidential election. Something happened in 2016 that you really, really did not like. And the holiday weekend was marred by the loss of two very significant celebrities, two people whose work I have greatly admired throughout my life, and two people who were hugely influential in their various fields. So we're going to start out with George Michael. And what I have said repeatedly is the greatest Christmas song ever recorded. I know there are people who disagree with me about that. It's certainly one of the greatest Christmas songs recorded in the last 40 years, simply judging by the number of times it's been covered by other people. This is the extended version of the song, which was originally released on an EP in 1984 with several different mixes. This version lets you hear every last bit of George Michael's vocals. George Michael, taken from us far too young at the age of 53 on Christmas Day.
Christmas.
George Michael and Wham. George Michael passed away on Christmas Day at the age of 53, alone in his house in England. Also, over the weekend, we first found out that Carrie Fisher had had a heart attack, we believe, while flying back from London to Los Angeles, and we later learned that she passed away as well. This particular song may not be something that she wants to be remembered for, but as a Star Wars fan, it is something that I had to pull out. This is one of the rarer things that she recorded. Carrie Fisher was a great many things in her life. She was a very well-known script doctor in Hollywood. She was an accomplished writer. She was a humorist. She was an actress. She was, by all accounts, a fascinating and wonderful person to be around. She was also somebody who battled with addiction and mental health issues, as many people do, and became a face for many for standing up to those issues and finding your way in life. Of course, for my generation, she will forever be known as Princess Leia. And it's interesting to think, looking back from the lens of 2016, just how important that character was in 1977. Princess Leia is one of the great feminist icons of the late 70s, because she is not, despite what Luke and Han may think, at all a damsel in distress. Princess Leia is a strong, capable leader who makes her own decisions, lives with the consequences of those decisions, puts her cause that she is fighting for ahead of everything else in her life. And even in Return of the Jedi, when she is reduced to being the sex object that perhaps many men wanted her to be, she finds revenge on the person, Jabba the Hutt, or the Hutt, I should say, who put her into that situation. Growing up in the 1970s and seeing Princess Leia sort of left an impression on a lot of young minds that this is what women should be in movies, that women are not there to be rescued, that women are not there to be cared for, that women can stand equally with the men. And this was an impression that was reinforced just a couple of years later when Ridley Scott released Alien, and we had Ripley as the sole survivor of the Nostromo and the sole person capable of defeating the alien. And she went on to become the hero in several action movies after that. Even today, we have a hard time finding strong female role models, women who are heroes. And it's surprising that back in 1977 and 1980, this was something that my generation would take for granted. And yet here we are 40 years later, still waiting for the full realization of that. So Carrie was an icon in many, many different ways. And the world is a darker place without her wit and without her talent. We'll take you back to 1978 and one of the more unfortunate moments in Star Wars history. This is a very, very rare opportunity to hear a forgotten chapter of Star Wars history and to hear Carrie sing, something she didn't do very often.
This holiday is yours, but we all share with you the hope that this day brings us closer to freedom and to harmony and to peace. No matter how different we appear, we're all the same in our struggle against the powers of evil and darkness. I hope that this day will always be a day of joy in which we can reconfirm our dedication and our courage, and more than anything else, our love for one another. This is the promise of the Tree of Life.
Joy asleep, a day that takes us through the dark.
Carrie Fisher, gone too young at the age of 60. This is WMFO Medford. This is Here at WOW, an occasional program of unusual audio. We've already lived up to that billing, but we're going to take it a step further right now. We're going to step back in time 45 years. And the Veterans Administration, which runs the Veterans Administration hospitals around the country, used to put together a holiday program on record for all of the service men and women who were in the hospital during the holidays. And this was a way to cheer them up and let them know that everyone else in America was thinking about them. I have two of them to share, which are both sharing anniversaries this year. This first one takes us back 45 years to 1971. And you're going to hear from a number of people who were popular and famous at that point in time. This particular album was narrated and held together by Tennessee Ernie Ford, who was a very popular singer at that point. And among the voices you were about to hear are Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, Stan Kenton, and President Richard M. Nixon.
Hello, everybody. This is Ernie Ford and Company, bringing to thousands of you veterans in VA hospitals and domiciliaries a holiday wish for a happy Christmas. Here's a show full of our good wishes, a song or two, and a bit of nonsense all wrapped up in a wonderful age-old greeting, Merry Christmas. People pulling for you to get well, but there is no one pulling for you any harder than a man it is my privilege to introduce at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the President of the United States.
The Christmas season is a time of long thoughts for each of us, and I know it is for you. I know it is a difficult thing to spend the holidays in a hospital, and many of you have spent many holidays here. I want to say to each of you that the American people know the sacrifices you have made to maintain America's freedom. Of all we have to be grateful for in this period of the Festival of Peace, we are most grateful for the freedom you have defended. There will be peace in the world. It will be a peace in which human dignity will be the supreme value. And history will show that you were the ones who bought time for humanity to devise a future worthy of itself. In our thoughts today, we realize that this is the land of the free because it is the home of the brave. And we are confident of the coming of a peaceful world of free men because America was the home of brave men like yourselves. You could not have accomplished a more noble objective with your sacrifices. Mrs. Nixon and I wish you all the blessings of this Christmas season and a very good and happy new year.
Thank you, Mr. President. And look, later on, we will have a word or two from another man who has a deep interest in your welfare and your medical care, Don Johnson, the Administrator of Veterans Affairs. But first, we got a right smart of important people just pushing and shoving to get to this here microphone. Bob Hope and Bing Crosby have cooked up a little thing for us here. Tell the folks, Bing.
Now, you can't have a Christmas without a little fun and foolishness, can you? Without a touch of sugar plums and Santa Claus. Without the old tried and true favorites. So we got a fella here who's going to recite a real oldie. But this time we persuaded Santa Claus to rewrite it a little. Just for you. So here he comes.
Thank you very much. See how you dig this. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the wards there were gifts tied with ribbons and bright-colored cards. It was late in the evening. Outside it was black, and the hospital patients were all snug in the sack. When down from the roof came a voice unexpected, "Call the doc. Let me in, folks. I'm service-connected." And down through the chimney he came with a rush, a great big fat character dressed in red plush. He was wearing a suit with a size 50 panty, and he yelled, "Call the doc and the head nurse. I'm Sandy." He soon got quick service. A little blonde nurse asked him, "Does it hurt here, or does this place hurt worse?" Said Santa, "My knees, just a bit out of whack, and when I stand up, I can't straighten my back. My nose runs a bit from an old tonsillectomy, and my tummy's upset from an old appendectomy." But while he was talking, old Santa's blue eyes could see he was in with some mighty nice guys. One of them gave him a handshake and a smile. Another one chatted and joked for a while. And an idea hit Sandy like the ring of a bell. These veteran patients are all pretty swell. And now that I think of it, quick as a tick, whatever gave me the idea, I was sick. Then he passed out his presents and turned with a jerk to his sleigh and his reindeer and put them to work. And off they all galloped across the black sky, while back from old Santa came a faint farewell cry. I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "May God bless all you veterans. Merry Christmas. Good night."
Thank you, Bob. You're very jolly, very merry. Take the padding out now and get back in your regular wardrobe. It's been our custom at Christmas time to sing Adeste Fidelis. If I may tonight, I'd like to sing it first in Latin, and then I hope all of you will join me in English on the second chorus of this eternal hymn.
Adeste Fidelis, Laeti Triumphantes, Venite, venite in Bethlehem. Natum videte, Regem Angelorum. Venite adoremus, venite.
Now everybody here in the family key.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to
That was great, Bing. But then you and Bob are always great. Thanks so very much. And now, veterans, here's a great soldier, a great American, and a good and kind friend of all veterans, General of the Army, Omar N. Bradley.
Thank you, Ernie. It is an honor for me to extend Christmas greetings to our veterans, for whom at this time a hospital must be home. Though this Christmas be filled with the many sorrows of many peoples, still is it rich in promise for men of goodwill that we may yet find the peace shown to us by the Christ whose birth we mark. But as we seek to secure freedom for the peoples of the world, let us remember that such freedom comes only to those with the strength and the patience to achieve it, to safeguard it, and to treasure it. Freedom. No word was ever spoken that has held out greater hope, demanded greater sacrifice, needed more to be nurtured, blessed more the giver, damned more its destroyer, or came closer to being God's will on earth. On this Christmas, we pay homage to all of our veterans who have fought for freedom. We pay homage to the strong, the weak, the leaders, the led, the brave, the fearful, to all who perished where only God could witness their charity to their fellow men. During this Christmas season and in the coming year, as we search for peace and the attainment of God's will on earth, we will not forget the men and women who in freedom's name have sacrificed so much and have fought so hard. To all of you who can hear me, thank you for all you have given our country.
Thank you very much, General Bradley. Incidentally, General, I never did get that weekend pass I asked for back during the big war, and I was just right put out about it. I just wanted you to know that.
You might still get it, Ern, if you will sing a Christmas song for all of our veterans everywhere.
General Bradley, for you and all the wonderful guys in this hospital, here's our Christmas song.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born. All he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the new.
Okay, you guys, front and center. One at a time, don't crowd. Sound off there, Stan Kenton.
Thanks, Ern, for letting me be first in line. You know, every performer likes a big audience. This is Stan Kenton saying you veterans in VA hospitals are certainly that, and I couldn't wish for a nicer one. May the new year be as generous with its gifts of health and happiness as you've been with your service, and a merry, merry Christmas to all of you.
May I say a word? I'm Lorne Greene. You know, I've been around this man's country quite a good bit. I've told the stories and sung the songs of this great land of ours. They're good stories and they're brave songs. Why? Because of fellas like you who had the lead roles in the greatest of the great shows, the wars that have kept us free. So at Christmas, when you have to be in a veteran's hospital, all of us have just one thing to say. Thank you and God bless you.
In this holy time of Christmas, men of goodwill everywhere are seeking to establish that peace for which you fought. This is Buck Owens reminding you that we all remember your services and your sacrifices in a cause of just and durable peace. Your fellow countrymen, join me as I extend a most cordial wish to you and yours for a joyful holiday.
This is Jim Neighbors, and I want to wish each and every one of you up there a very Merry Christmas from my heart.
And for all you guys in VA hospitals, yours truly, Glenn Campbell, my sweet wife, Billy, and all of my three youngins, join together in wishing all of you in this hospital the love of all America on this holly season.
Veterans, this is Artie Shaw, and I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy New Year. Because if anyone I know deserves the best, you people are it.
Thank you. This is Herb Alpert speaking for all the Tijuana Brass, saying, get well and get home, and have a very Merry Christmas.
This is Vicki Carr, and I want to wish all of you fellas at the hospital a very, very happy New Year.
Folks, this is Jimmy Durante. It is my sincere hope that each of you may have a most pleasant holiday season, and that next year you'll be celebrating Christmas at home with your families.
This is Peggy Lee. Please remember that the nation has not forgotten you. Your country will never forget you men who answered the nation's call to arms. To all of you, a Merry Christmas and a hopeful and promising New Year.
This is Helen Reddy, and I'd like to wish a very happy Christmas to all the wonderful people out there, especially all of the guys and gals in VA hospitals.
Hey, this is Tim McIntyre. It's a little hard to wish you guys a Merry Christmas where you are right now, but we will anyway. We wish you the best for the new year, and we hope it gets you out of the bad scene you're in right now.
This is Ricardo Montalban with a special wish for Christmas from everyone in my country, Mexico. Feliz Navidad y un próspero año nuevo en el que gocen de completa salud. Get well soon, will you?
Well, how about that? A great bunch of people. And now, veterans, the head man of the VA, a great and simple man who hails from Iowa, the administrator of Veterans Affairs, Don Johnson. Talk to your people, Don.
Thank you, Ernie. In closing this annual salute by the stars of the entertainment world to you veterans at this Christmas time, it is important to remember the words of President Nixon as he brought his greetings. Words that promised a future of peace, with human dignity as its supreme value. A promise ever closer because of the sacrifice you have made. Our nation honors your efforts. And in these difficult days that you must be hospitalized, you are not alone. There are these many stars who wish you well, the wonderful volunteers in this community who serve without stint, and your doctors, nurses, and hospital staff members, among the many friends to whom you may turn. From every single Veterans Administration employee and all of your fellow veterans, I bring you greetings and good wishes, and the promise of the finest in medical care and services and benefits that a grateful nation can give. We bow our heads in thanks for the blessings and joy of giving during this holy season. And for myself and Mrs. Johnson, I wish for you good health and happiness in the years ahead. Through your sacrifice, we believe these will be years of peace.
I'm going to the hardware store.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
800 more flowers? The neighbors will think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright the bulb is. We can replace our 60-watt bulbs with energy-saving bulbs that give off about 800 lumens.
So, we'll save money.
Right.
Got it. 800 lumens and more savings.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
The year is on the way, and once again it's time to say Happy New Year.
Hab ich mein Herz dir geschenkt, du hast mich gekränkt und es weiter verschenkt. Um mich dies Jahr verpfützen, von Tränen zu schützen, schenk ich mein Herz in Liebesfällen, nur noch wem speziell.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, it is Hear It Wow, an occasional program of unusual audio. I am your host, Derek Gary. We've just been listening to the Veterans Administration Christmas 1971 Hospital Program. And we are now going to flash forward to 1976 for another one of these compilations. This one actually has the greetings from side one, and then there are additional greetings in the middle of the songs on side two, which is something they didn't do in 1971. 1976, of course, was America's bicentennial year. Gerald R. Ford is the president of the United States, and the Veterans Administration is coping with the return of soldiers from Vietnam, many of whom are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, some of whom are suffering from the effects of Agent Orange and other chemicals used on the battlefield. So it was, much like 1971, a particularly challenging Christmas. And the Veterans Administration rose to the occasion with a hospital holiday program that was generally considered to be one of the best that they ever produced. And you're going to hear from a lot of names you probably know. Bob Hope will be back for this, as will Bing Crosby. But we'll also be hearing from Wayne Newton, Peggy Lee, and a host of other performers supporting our veterans. And keep in mind, if you were in a Veterans Administration hospital on Christmas Day, you heard this record. This was entertainment that was produced by the government and the Veterans Administration specifically to bring a little bit of cheer to our soldiers during the holidays. And given the kind of year 2016 has been, I think we all could do with a little cheer.
Hello, everybody. This is Peggy Lee. To all of you, a Merry Christmas and a hopeful and promising New Year.
This is Bing Crosby wishing all of you swell people a Merry, Merry Christmas and a New Year filled with better health, much happiness, and everything that's good.
This is Bob Hope wishing all of you veterans a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Wishing you good health, lots of happiness, and everything truly good for the year ahead. So here we are, and it's Christmas. You're in the hospital or a domiciliary home, and we're with you, pulling for you, always.
In this holy time of Christmas, men of goodwill everywhere are seeking to establish that peace for which you fought. This is Buck Owens reminding you that we all remember your services and your sacrifices in a cause of just and durable peace. Your fellow countrymen, join me as I extend a most cordial wish to you and yours for a joyful holiday.
For all Americans, Christmas is truly a season of goodwill, a time to count our blessings, and our national and individual blessings are many. Hello, veterans. This is Charlie Pride. I don't need to tell you we live in the greatest country on earth. You are the very ones that have helped make it so. Your sacrifices and dedicated service have preserved this land we all love. So, my friends, during this holiday season, may God bless you and may He give you good health and happiness during the months ahead.
Hi, this is Danny Davis, and I'd like to take this opportunity, along with the guys in the Nashville Brass, to wish all of you in veterans' hospitals around the country the merriest of Christmas and a wonderful, happy, and healthy New Year.
Hi, this is John Davidson. I'm especially pleased to join all these other entertainers and distinguished citizens in wishing you season's greetings to all the doctors, nurses, nurses' aides, the administrative people that make the hospital run, the volunteers who bring their special good spirits to the wards, and especially to you patients. America's veterans, this is John Davidson wishing you a Merry Christmas and a New Year of health and happiness.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Waugh and Company. During this Christmas season, we will never forget the men and women who, in freedom's name, have given so very much and have fought so hard. To all of you who can hear me today, the Lord bless and keep you.
Hi, veterans. This is Glenn Campbell with holiday greetings for you in Veterans Administration hospitals around the country. It comes from 200 million of your fellow citizens who salute you for your service to America and say thanks for the gift of peace and freedom that you've given them. America is our country, yours and mine, and the number one citizen is our president. And he especially wanted to talk to you for just a minute, and it's an honor for me to introduce the President of the United States, Mr. President.
I am pleased and honored to again have an opportunity to extend my warmest holiday greetings to all of you. This Christmas season draws to a close one of the most significant years in America's history, a year of rededication to the principles upon which this great nation was founded, a year in which Americans discovered a renewed spirit of confidence and unity, a year of pride in the accomplishments of the American people. You and your fellow veterans have a particular right to be proud. Your sacrifice and the sacrifice endured by the countless brave Americans who came before you made it possible to celebrate our 200th birthday in peace and freedom. The courage and sacrifice of your predecessors won a revolution and preserved our republic. Your perseverance has kept the peace and ensured us a heritage of freedom. I know all Americans join me in expressing heartfelt thanks to each of you. We also join in wishing that the coming year brings you the joys of good health and that you can be reunited with your loved ones. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to each and every one of you.
This is Richard L. Rodebush, the Administrator of Veterans Affairs. I am most pleased and honored to have this opportunity to greet you in this manner during this blessed time of year. Once again, Americans know the joy of peace as we celebrate this holiday season. But we in the Veterans Administration are ever mindful that the cost of war does not end with the beginning of peace. We also know that the only way a grateful nation can pay this continuing cost is in the help provided to you by those who are privileged to serve you. It will always be our goal in the Veterans Administration to give you and your family attention that is responsive to your needs, the kind of attention worthy of your unselfish service to America. The American people will have it no other way. I hope it will truly be a blessed Christmas for you and your loved ones, and that the new year will bring you all possible happiness.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and Jesus.
This is Tex Williams. Now, I guess you veterans know that the thoughts of millions of Americans are with you this holiday season. Well, it's a shame that you, who have done so much for America, have to be away from your families and friends this Christmas. And the best holiday word I can give you is my sincere wish that you have a quick return to good health and to your families. I hope this holiday season will bring you joy and peace and reunion with those you love most. This is Tex Williams saying Merry Christmas and a happy, happy New Year.
Sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Even stoplights blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big day. And above all, the bustle you hear.
Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Gloria. This is Vicky Carr, and I want to wish all of you fellas at the hospital a very, very happy new year.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold.
Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from men's all gracious King.
The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing.
This is Ray Anthony, wishing all you guys in Veterans Hospitals a Merry Christmas. I sure hope next year finds you strong, healthy, and back with us.
And still there can be music flows on the weary
world. Above its sad and lonely plains, they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babble sounds the blessed angels sing. The blessed angels sing.
Shining, it is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. Thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
This is Ernie Ford. I wish for you veterans peace and happiness, and may this holiday season bring better days of improved health and a return to your homes and your loved ones. The Lord bless all of you.
WMFO Medford.
Christmas.
white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I am dreaming of white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
This is Ricardo Montalban with a special wish for Christmas from everyone in my country, Mexico. Feliz Navidad y un próspero año nuevo en el que gocen de completa salud. Get well soon, will you?
May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be
say a word. I'm Lorne Greene. You know, I've been around this man's country quite a good bit. I've told the stories and sung the songs of this great land of ours. They're good stories and they're brave songs. Why? Because of fellas like you who had the lead roles in the greatest of the great shows, the wars that have kept us free. So at Christmas, when you have to be in a veteran's hospital, all of us have just one thing to say. Thank you, and God bless you.